The province of New Brunswick has announced another year of project funding with its Environmental Trust Fund, and about $500,000 of the $8.6 million funding package will go towards 13 projects directly impacting the Tantramar region. A large share of the funding, $190,000, will go to the Southeast Regional Services Commission for five different projects, including mattress recycling, glass recycling, a reuse expo, waste education, and a program to help communities clean up illegal dump sites. Another large share will go to EOS Eco Energy to help fund three ongoing projects: water quality monitoring in the Rockport and Dorchester area, a program to help residents with energy retrofits for their homes, and another to help people in the Jignecto area reduce their flood risk. EOS is also involved in a fourth project in partnership with the town of Tantramar. The town will receive $35 in funding towards continuing its climate change coordinator position. Corporate Services Director Kieran Miller shared the news with council this week.
Some last-minute good news. We just found out on Friday that we received the Environmental Trust Fund Award for 2023-2024. So they confirmed that we received $35,000 in funding. So once we get the letter of offer from the province, council will see a motion for that.
Miller further described the purpose of the funding in response to journalist Bruce Wark.
This is the Environmental Trust Fund that we've applied for the past 3 years to fund the climate change coordinator position. So it's a partnership between ourselves and EOS Eco Energy, and we pitched it as a two-year pilot, and then we have been finding a lot of success with the position, so we went for a third year. So it goes towards the salary for the climate change coordinator position.
Miller explained via email that Tantramar's staffing structure and budget for 2023 actually includes a position for climate change coordinator, and so the position will be budgeted for in the municipality's 2024 budget, pending council approval. In the meantime, while funding is available, EOS Eco Energy manages the climate change coordinator position on behalf of the town. Four other nonprofit organizations will have projects funded through the Environmental Trust Fund in Tantramar this year. The Sackville-based Community Forest International will get a $20,000 grant towards protecting, restoring, and adapting Wabanaki Acadian forests. The Nature Conservancy of Canada will receive a similar amount for its People in Peeps project, based out of the Johnson's Mill Shorebird Interpretive Centre off Dorchester Cape Road. The Tantramar Wetlands Centre, based out of Tantramar Regional High, will get $40,000 to put towards its education of students and teachers on the importance and biology of wetlands. And finally, Fort Folly Habitat Recovery will receive $30,000 to put towards restoration and monitoring of Petit Kodiak and Memramcook watersheds, as well as local watercourses near the Fort Folly community.